Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, we have been talking about Montreal today. Yes, right on up the road there to Canada. And hey, we're going to stay in that area because we're going to pick up some of our quarter miles right here. And you guys know we love to talk about the quarter miles based on the U.S. Mint's quarters, that program that they started years ago now, it feels like, where each state had their own quarter with their own design representing something very special about the state. And Olivia's sitting in with me, and I know you love the quarter miles and discovering the states through a little old quarter just like I do.
We've, you know, come across some really cool stories, some really cool unheard of places, and built some great itineraries around a quarter design.
I know. And it's so easy to do because what is on the back of the quarter, it's what the state feels is really representative, I guess you could say, of their state and things to do. So we like to then kind of pull in the travel part of it by saying, well, hey, if they consider this important, how can we go and experience that right there in the state? So what state are we looking at today?
We're looking at Montana. So similar in name to Montreal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not too far away as well. So maybe you can make a pit stop on your way to Montreal.
Absolutely. I can definitely do that. Now, you guys, you know, if you have not been to Montana, they call that the Big Sky State. And I think there's probably some reasons why they call it Big Sky Country.
Yes. I mean, you can see it for yourself when you're there. It's just breathtaking. The design we're looking at was released in 2007 and designed by Don Everhart. And it features a bison skull above the Montana landscape, along with the inscription, Big Sky Country. And the bison skull is actually a very sacred symbol to many Native American tribes in the area due to kind of their relationship of sharing the land with bison. But you'll also see this symbol on schools, businesses, and license plates. So it's become sort of an icon of the state.
Right. And it's one of those things, too, that I think a lot of times when you're going to Montana, you really kind of want to check out and see, you know, a little bit about the bison and just their influence in that particular part of the U.S.
Yes, you do. And also Big Sky Country is the state's nickname, referring to that sprawling landscape and also the pioneering history. And it kind of, you know, sparks some sort of image of opportunity and things being wide open. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it also refers to.
Well, yeah, and you can definitely see that because when you're, you know, I was in Wyoming not so long ago, which is a very similar kind of landscape, and you really do, you feel like there's so many opportunities to go and see and do things. And actually, I have not been to Montana. Well, yes, I flew through Montana, but I haven't spent time there exploring.
What in the world?
So, you know,
this stunning revelation. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Pull out the drums. But hey, I'm ready to go, so...
We have some places you can check out first. Kind of tying into Native American history in Montana, one place you can visit is the Little Bighorn Battlefield National Monument, which memorializes the 1876 battle between the U.S. Army and the Lakota and Cheyenne Native Americans. It's recognized as one of the last armed efforts by Native Americans to preserve their way of life. And there are lots of monuments there in reflection of the U.S. Army and also Native Americans. So there's also a museum on site, and you can watch a 25-minute film that kind of explains what happened there. But it also contains findings that they found just, you know, exploring the grounds. You know, you may even stumble upon something yourself. They've excavated things like ammunition, soldiers' equipment, personal effects, and tools. And then, of course, they've also collected things like military uniforms, weapons, tons and tons of photographs, oral histories, artwork, maps, and more. So there's a lot to take in at this museum. And the pictures include those of civilians, General Custer, horses, military, and Native Americans. It's a very expansive gallery.
Well, you know what I love about museums like this is that, you know, we learn about all of this in our history books. But when you go to the place and you can see the pictures, you can see some of the artifacts and the things that were part of their day-to-day lives. And they live day-to-day lives, just like how we have all of the things that we do within a day. It wasn't just those things that we highlight in history that they did. They had full lives. And I just really love going and seeing that and coming upon that type of realization about someone who seems larger than life, that they were you know, a person who had day-to-day things going on as well.
Yes, a real person who had their own little effects and tools, mm-hmm. and they even have a lot of different bags that were used by Native Americans and U.S. Army soldiers. So, yeah, it is very humanizing.
It definitely is. Definitely is. But you can see some other things there as well, too.
Yes, you can. The Custer National Cemetery holds graves of known and unknown U.S. soldiers, also women and children from isolated frontier posts during that time, as well as Native American scouts. You can also visit Deep Ravine Trail, you know, get out and walk and see Big Sky Country for yourself. And it starts about 400 feet away from General Custer's last stand on Last Stand Hill. And the trail is marked with different posts along the way so that you can get a booklet that'll help you guide you through the area and let you know what happened where, and you can kind of reconstruct the battle in your mind.
Oh, wow, that sounds fascinating. So you kind of walk through it and almost live it a little bit, almost?
It's very, you know, you go at your own pace, mm-hmm. self-guided. So, you know, just see what kind of strikes you and comes out at you.
Yeah.
And then you can also see the Reno-Benteen battlefield and defense site. It's along a 4.5-mile tour road that you can drive around, see more of the country, see more of the battlefield. Mm-hmm. And the defense site is where 355 cavalrymen survived the Battle of Little Bighorn. So there's another monument there.
And I like that they have the monument of where people also survived, because a lot of times we are seeing monuments and we are seeing things that recognize where people lost right. their lives. So it's good to see that something's there that really celebrates life.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the Native American memorial that's there honors all the tribes defending their ways of life in the area during the battle. But also the website has a lot of great information about the memorials. And there's some quotes there from Native Americans who say it's not only honoring those we lost, but it's about looking towards the future.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's really important as well.
It is, and it's a very striking sculpture of these larger-than-life horses, kind of abstract. It's really mm-hmm. beautiful.
Wow. That would definitely be something to go and see.
Yes.
Definitely.
And of course, while you're walking around, you got to look out for cottontail rabbits, deer, coyote, red fox, and even some prairie rattlesnakes.
Mm.
So if you're into the wildlife, there's a lot of great opportunities there. And like I said, the National Parks website for Little Bighorn has tons of great information. So if you want to learn more about that, it's nps.gov/LIBI.
Definitely check that out. And that's one of the things, you know, we talk all the time about moving things up your list. That sounds like that would be very moving, very educational as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. But now there are other Montana things to do, like
Plenty.
Yeah, going to the Sun Road in Glacier Park.
Yeah, it's called Going to the Sun. That's the name of the road.
Going to the Sun Road.
Road. And Glacier Park is another national park. That's, you know, a big feature of Montana. There's plenty of beautiful national parks that cross over lots of state borders.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't complain about that.
You definitely can't complain about that. And Glacier Park, I mean, it's always one of the things that's top on people's list, too, but you definitely want to check that out. So I think we have time for at least maybe one more before we wrap up the show today.
Well, if you want to have some fun, you can go to Big Sky Resort. It's nearly 6,000 acres of skiing, snowboarding, and snowshoeing. And they also have summer activities like paintball, archery, mountain biking, horseback riding, and more. So it's a year-round resort that you can visit.
Well, I love year-round, so definitely check it out. And we'll post some more of these things, too. We've posted quarter miles on our website as well with some of these things to do.
Absolutely. Travelbagswithanita.com.
All of the things to do. Now, you guys, thank you so much for joining us today. This brings us down to the end of the show. It went so fast, you know, but I'm ready to go out and grab something to eat after all of this talk about food. And maybe I can walk around a little bit, too, because, don't want to eat too much and then just sit.
Or not.
Maybe lay. That sounds good, too. Thank you guys for joining us. And join us next week when we come back with more great travel destinations, tips, and things to help you plan a great vacation getaway. Thanks for listening. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacations. Bye-bye. I want to get away.